A breakfast huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. Some of you might not realize you can use part of your funds in your CPF to invest in the markets. And this includes things like stocks to gold. Well, members of the Central Provident Fund who have invested their CPF investment scheme monies into the markets last year reaped average returns of a negative 7.91%. So that's still better than what, if we compare it to benchmarks like the MSCI All Country Asia ex Japan Index, that fell 8.83%. So that negative 7.9%, not as bad as some of the benchmarks out there. And this is according to fund research firm Lipper at Refinitiv, which recently posted its findings on the performance of all CPFIS included unit trusts and investment-linked insurance policies. While we have with us the man behind the report to help explain the numbers, let's welcome Zay Feng, Head of Asia Pacific Research for Lipper at Refinitiv. Morning, Zay. Welcome back.
Hi, Ron. Hi there.
All right, Zave, help us to walk through these numbers. I've got quite an interesting headline number.
Yep.
So on average, CPF investment scheme, if you invested in the markets last year, you would get an average return of negative 7.9%. Before we get to that number, how do you derive at this average? What's in the basket of stocks or funds?
If we look at for the details of each different quarters for 2018, actually, you will see that actually for Q1 to Q3, it's just a very tiny variance about it. But there's a very big fluctuation for the Q4 of 2018. I think it's not just CPF funds and also the global markets. It's just like we are in a big turbulence. So, you know, it makes the total average return become negative. And if we look at for the details about the different assets for all the CPF, actually bond fund and money market fund, they all outperform and positive return for the fourth quarter and for the 1 year period. While we saw that equity funds, that the average posted negative return for over 10%, and mixed asset fund, they also posted negative return for almost 6% for the quarter and over 6% for the 1 year period.
Okay, so you got a negative headline of 7.9% for 2018. So just go back to that basket of things that you're tracking. You're looking at, I think, 85 unit trusts and over 150 ILPs, insurance-linked products.
Yes, correct.
So all these are tracking stocks across Asia, across Singapore, that investors with CPF monies can invest in.
Yeah, under the PERS global classification, actually, we have different kinds of classification, including the Equity China, Equity Asia Pac, Equity US, etc. So it depends on, we just use the overall average performance, just a very simple average to make people or investor easy to understand what's going on and how it feels like for the fourth quarter or for the year of 2018's performance. However, I believe investors still need to take a look at for the different asset type, just like I mentioned, probably bond fund and money market fund. They are all performing and also they are posting better capital protection during those market fluctuations. While the equity type is a risky asset, sometimes if the market is good, of course, you know, it can post the better performance. However, if the market is fluctuated, perhaps it will post it very negative return or it's a very fluctuated.
So on average, 2018 down 7.9%. How was 2017? Was 2018 a worst year, so to speak?
Oh, compared with the previous year, actually, 2018 was a very good year. The average total return for all CPF posted over 15%. So it's a very harvest year for all CPF funds. And we also observed that during 2012 to 2014, all CPF also posted positive return, especially 2012 and 2013. The average of all CPF actually posted over 10% on average.
So this is over the 12 months because I have the headline figure of 7.9% negative and you mentioned 15% positive.
What I mentioned is bi-yearly. This bi-yearly. In 2012 and 13 was a good year. And also in 2017 also was a good year. However, there's a big fluctuation in Q4 of 2018. So it makes the whole year of 2018 actually posted negative return.
Okay, so for the 3 years, on average, you have CPIF IS monies getting you back on average of 11%. 0.9% positive. So I just want to get your thoughts looking ahead. Where are the bright spots? You mentioned last year was actually quite a good year for bonds. What can you expect in 2019?
I believe there are several issues we need to watch out. The first one, of course, is still a hot topic for U.S. and China's trade talks. Especially Mr. President Trump is not predictable. But I believe there's a recent good news that he's very optimistic to have another summit, and the two sides are inching close to reaching a mutual beneficial and win-win agreement. However, we also raised that many issues like intellectual property protection, technology transfer, agricultural service, and currency, etc. Those issues are not easy to fix in the short term. So I believe there might be some changes in the middle, but at least, you know, it doesn't look that pessimistic like before. Perhaps I'm also expecting there could be some good news. The second one, I believe, is the U.S. Fed monetary policy, especially in recent FOMC's meeting minutes. U.S. Fed said that it would be patient in deciding whether to tighten the policy again. And also, Fed is decided to slow down its effort to shrink its balance sheet. So it is interpreted that perhaps the tightening cycle has ended because our IMF already lowered down the global forecast for
That's
the economy.
Right. That's the message you've been hearing from Jerome Powell over the past 2 days in his testimony to Congress. So that's a stronger reinforcement of his posture that he might pause rate hikes in the U.S. So that's going to be good news for stocks.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and just to wrap things up, Zave, of course, we're speaking with Zave Feng, Head of Asia-Pacific Research for Lipper at Refinitiv. Are you able to give us a look at the different sectors? We have technology stocks really making the headlines, also property stocks, something that a lot of people like to get into. What is the outlook for the various sectors across the equities markets?
Yeah, I believe U.S. still got something new, especially those big enterprises like FANG, those enterprise and Netflix. Personally, I love to watch out those films. And but I believe the earnings is the top priority that we need to take a look at. If the enterprise can post it better or better than expected return, I believe the stock U.S. market still will be rallying. But we need to observe that if the P.E., if it's too high. So we need to watch out for each quarters and also probably those big enterprise earnings when they post it out.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Zave. Great chatting with you this morning. We've been speaking with Zave Feng, Head of Asia-Pacific Research for Lipper at Refinitiv.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.